Let's be honest. Most of us insist we don't like dishonest people, yet still remember a past or even recent untruth that we've told. In today's climate, especially when listening to political leaders, the lies seem to easily and consistently tumble from their mouths. But it doesn't seem to be just those in politics who don't tell the truth, for studies have shown that the average person lies 1 to 2 times per day, and some feel much more comfortable with it than others. We get persistent calls from salespeople who boast about the greatness of their product or services. We see ads on the internet and are drawn in by the great product and great price, only to discover that it's inferior or it doesn't even arrive. One comprehensive study covering 60 nations found that people believe that morality is declining and have believed this for over 70 years, attributing the moral decline due to the person's increasing age and the decreasing morality occurring over several generations. Although we desire honesty and want to live in a moral society, we are doubtful it's possible. This is made worse by estimates suggesting that around 60% of men and 45% of women have cheated in their marriage, and that 70% of all marriages will experience a physical or emotional affair at some point. Add to this that it isn't just in our intimate relationships that we choose to lie, but in our finances as well, with 1 in 6 taxpayers cheating on their taxes, which equates in America to roughly 41 million fraudulent returns. Although people may profess honesty, they seem to act in dishonest ways. It's suggested that dishonesty may spring from our desire to avoid conflict or protect our relationships or resources. But no matter what the reason, we diminish ourselves in the process. How can we spot dishonesty? A formal FBI agent noted some characteristics he discovered, saying they speak in absolutes, always or never. They try to please you, or they act defensively and fidget nervously, love to debate, talk too much but say too little, and they don't know how to apologize. Honest people, on the other hand, are straightforward, transparent, take responsibility, value integrity, live peacefully, avoid trouble, are respectable, and act consistently in word and deed. As Christians, there is clear instruction that honesty is representative of godly behavior. The book of Proverbs, which offers daily guidance on personal, financial, and moral behavior, states, "Honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people," adding, "The godly are directed by honesty, but the wicked fall beneath their load of sin." King Solomon, known for his wisdom in making judgments, goes on to say, "An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies." He also advises that wealth is no excuse for dishonesty, saying, "Better to be pu poor and honest than to be dishonest and a fool, for the honest will dwell on high. Such people grant loans without interest and stay away from injustice and are honest and fair when judging others, using only honest weights, scales, and measures, thus maintaining integrity in their business practices." Since God himself is honest and completely trustworthy, he desires honesty from the womb, says King David, "teaching me wisdom even there." And he grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk with integrity, and as such, they will inherit good things, we're told, and a wonderful future awaits them. Satan, on the other hand, always hated the truth, we're told, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies, Jesus says. In fact, Jesus accused those who rejected him of being like Satan, for they always loved to do evil and refused to listen to God. King David also found this to be true, writing, "The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. And that's why their mouths are full of cursing, lies, and threats. And trouble is on the tips of their tongues." The sad part is that liars often try to get others into trouble, willfully telling falsehoods to harm them socially or financially. But God stands against such people, and although he searches for honesty, when he cannot find it in a person or city, his justice will follow. But we serve a God who is trustworthy and true. Jesus resolutely declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and that his truth will set us free. 25 times in the book of John alone, Jesus asserts, "I tell you the truth," announcing that we would see heaven open and the angels going up and down on the Son of Man, that we must be born again, that the Son only does what he sees the Father doing, and that if we believe, we will have eternal life, for he is the gate of the sheep. And Jesus never shied away from the truth, even if it was difficult for people to hear. He told the crowd who enjoyed his miracle of the loaves and fishes that they only wanted free food, not the food that leads to life. He warned that same crowd that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. That message, so seemingly repulsive and misunderstood, caused many to fall away. When the Pharisees doubted his teaching, Jesus staunchly warned them that their connection to Abraham meant nothing and gave them no liberty because everyone who sins is a slave of sin, and only the Son can set them free, even openly declaring his famous, "I am," at which point they picked up stones to throw at him. To his disciples, he forewarned them about his upcoming death, saying, "Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives." Yet he had to also warn them that one of them would betray him, alluding to the betrayal of Judas. And to Peter, he had to say, "Before the rooster crows tomorrow, you will deny three times that you even know me." And then by the seashore, after his resurrection, he had to tell Peter that although you had freedom in your youth to do and dress as you liked, when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go, letting him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Yet his truth was also joyful, as anyone who believes in him will do the same works he has done, and even greater works, because he's going to be with the Father. He also explained that although his disciples would initially weep and mourn, that their grief would suddenly turn to wonderful joy at his resurrection, and that then they could directly ask the Father for anything, and he would grant their request because they use Jesus' name. Moreover, he promised all of us that the Spirit of truth who guides us into all truth would be with us and tell us about the future. Thus, we can see that God wants us to be truth tellers in all situations, for an honest answer is like the kiss of friendship. Although honest words may be painful, people should appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. In fact, in his parable of the farmer and seeds, Jesus proclaimed that seeds that fell upon the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word and cling to it patiently, producing a huge harvest. So, beloved, we are to be honest in our evaluation of ourselves. And if we are guilty, we are to stop telling lies, especially if we want to enjoy life and see many happy days. Finally, we are to discern the difference between truth and lies, so we won't be caught by Satan's deceptions or those of his messengers. Instead, embracing God's truth and the Holy Spirit of truth deep within our hearts and souls forever. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.